The government uses .gov for its website. Schools use .edu. Now, .jobs is the place you go to find work, and it's a place where you'll find 89,000 employers. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Let's say you want a nursing job in Detroit. There's a new way to find it, online using a growing network of websites, all operating under an umbrella named universe.jobs. At a press conference in Washington Monday, Bill Warren of universe.jobs explains.
Right from the browser, a job seeker can put in Detroit.jobs or
nursing.jobs. For either, you get a list. One with nursing openings nationwide, the other with a list of Detroit jobs. Warren says you're better off combining the two, using something like DetroitNursing.jobs. That'll give you a more streamlined list of openings. By clicking on one, you'll be redirected to that employer's website where you can fill out an application. It's easy, and more importantly, it's free, both for the job seeker and the company hiring. Other job sites, like Monster.com and CareerBuilder, charge for posting ads. And that limits the number of jobs companies can afford to advertise, says Simon Evans, an executive with one of the Fortune 1000 companies backing the nonprofit site.
We don't post all our positions because, frankly, I can't afford to. So imagine what that means for a small business.
With no cost, he says more businesses will post more jobs. Already, 780,000 jobs are listed. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.